Hi, this is Rob Cornelis. From all of us at the Game Face Execs podcast team, we wish you a very happy and prosperous 2021. In this episode, we're excited to announce the international bestseller, The Sales Game Changer, How to Become the Salesperson People Love, is now available. While the hard copy is coming in a few weeks, the ebook is ready right now for download at Amazon. And it's priced for less than $3, so everyone, regardless of the kind of job or role you have, anyone can have access to these ideas that have been game changers for thousands of others for many years. Now, having finished a very busy year, I'm pretty beat, so I decided as host of the podcast to take a few days off. So maybe against my better judgment, I've turned to an old acquaintance, someone I've known for way too long. His name is Bert Korn, to fill in for me for just this week. Whatever happens, word has it you'll want to watch the full episode to hear about some exclusive bonus material that's yours when you get the book. This is something special for readers, and I don't think you've ever seen this before in a book. So here we go. Take it away, Bert. Hi, Happy New Year. My name is Bert Korn, and I'm filling in today for our regular host of the Game Face Execs podcast, Rob Cornelis. He's away right now on vacation during the holiday season, and I guess he's made it big time because I'm his first guest host. So I really appreciate this opportunity he's given me. We wish him a safe journey, whatever he may be doing, whatever Holiday Inn Express he may be staying in with those cool little waffle irons that you flip over. And but anyway, when he said that I got to guest host, he said, you know, it's up to you, Bert, just open mic. So I get to invite any guest I wanted, he said. I thought about it long and hard. And apparently the Donald is not available. He's still packing up Christmas boxes. And Jeff Bezos, I hear, is still making deliveries. So in the end, it was really no contest. And unfortunately, Selena Gomez's phone number that they gave us, I keep getting a busy signal. So anyway, we decided to turn instead to new author, Rob Cornelis, who recently wrote the book, The Sales Game Changer, How to Become the Salesperson People Love. So please welcome to the Game Face Execs podcast, Rob Cornelis.
Thanks, Bert. It's great to be here. And congratulations on being asked to guest host the Game Face Execs podcast. That's quite an honor.
Hey, and I got to say, Rob, since I last saw you, that little thing you got going, that looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Just a little Christmas thing, I guess, over the holidays.
Yeah, well, I could never grow one. I just can't do it.
Oh, sure you could. You just don't shave.
Well, now, Rob, I know that your book was launched on December 31st as an ebook, and I know that the hard copy is coming out later. But since we're friends, you gave me an advanced copy, and I've been able to look through it over the last few days. And I got to tell you, I read a lot of how-to books, but this one, this is a game changer. We're going to talk a lot about it here in this interview. But I just want to start off by asking you, and for the viewers that we have here on Game Face Exec Podcast, who did you write the book for?
Well, I really wrote it for four main audiences. The first is what I would call the recruit. A recruit is somebody who's not really in sales, that's not on their business card or their in their title, but they have an interest in sales. They have an appreciation for it when it's done right. And they've met a lot of salespeople who are really good that they admire and a lot who are not so good who they try to avoid. But perhaps in their role or their job, they need to support sales and they want to have a better understanding of how it's done so they can be more supportive. The second audience I think about when I wrote the book is what I call the blue chip. It's like a blue chip athlete. It's someone who's got a lot of promise. They're very talented, fantastic potential, but they need some coaching. They need some honing. And so maybe a blue chip salesperson is someone who's fairly young in their career, or they're just moving into the sales profession from something else. And so they want to be able to do sales the right way from the very start. I also have written the book for veterans. Veteran salespeople are those who are already established. They've demonstrated that they know what they're doing. They've got a good reputation. They've made their mark on their industry, perhaps. But like a great athlete, an all-star athlete, they also know that you can never learn enough. You can never stop improving yourself. So I try to be their head sales coach throughout the course of the book to kind of take them to that next level and make sure that they leave a real legacy in their industry or their field. And then the fourth audience is the sales leader, the manager. Whether someone is indirectly or directly overseeing a salesperson or a sales team, maybe it's the CEO, maybe it's the owner of the business. or maybe it's the sales manager, but they want their people to become even better, to represent their brand in as best light as possible. So in order to do that, I'm giving the sales leader some insight on how they can provide even more usable and practical tools that their people will respond well to. Because if you train your people and they don't want to use the techniques that you're training them in, then it's obviously a waste of time and resources. So I really kind of am a shadow to the sales leader, helping them make sure they maximize the performance of their sales team.
Sounds like you've covered a lot there. So if I'm understanding you correctly, it's really just for anyone, whether it's in business or nonprofit or just someone who could be retired or working from home, who wants to be a better persuader or an influencer. Is that a fair take?
Yes, it's really for anyone who wants to be a better communicator, whether at work or in your personal life. And in doing so, we spent a lot of time in the book throughout the 300 or so pages, over 14 chapters that we have. Over those 14 chapters, we talk about words, how you can better communicate through words so that your intent and your meaning is less likely to be misunderstood or misinterpreted, and also how you can listen more effectively. Because we know one of the big problems that we have in communication is that we often don't understand what someone is saying, and so it upsets us, or we dismiss them out of hand. And so listening is a huge communicative device that very few of us really have ever gotten trained on. So we spend a lot of time in the book talking about how to speak, but also how to listen. And that really enhances relationships, whether they're new relationships that we're trying to start and blossom, or whether they are stayed relationships that perhaps need a refresh.
So I guess I could use some work on my listening skills as well. So let me ask you on that regard, do you then provide scripts in the book?
Well, I wouldn't say scripts. I'd call it more a framework, a guide, if you will. The book is really a playbook for people who want to become better in sales, in business, in influencing, in motivating, in inspiring, and in educating other people. So if you're looking to be better in any of those areas, this book will give you that guidance, that framework, as I say, to make you more confident.
Rob, sorry to cut you off here, but they say I've only got an hour, so I got a lot of stuff I want to ask you. Regarding the title of the book, The Sales Game Changer, How to Become the Salesperson People Love. Now, where did you come up with that title?
Yeah, I've always been put off by the idea that sales is a game, and a game suggests that there's a winner and a loser. I don't look at it that way. In fact, I think in order for us to be a real effective salesperson, there's a few things we have to do. First, we have to not be the salesperson that people abhor, the kind that they want to stay away from. And so the first step to get there is to become the salesperson people like. And how do we become the person that they like, that they'll perhaps entertain a conversation with or take a meeting with? Well, we talk about that extensively throughout the book. And then I think another important point for your listeners and your viewers today, Bert, is that you also want to become a salesperson who loves what they do. Not because you're tricking people, not because you've won the argument or you've won the negotiation, because you love to see the results that your service, your product provides the end user. And so this whole book is themed around that idea. So how can you produce positive outcomes with people, especially people who never anticipated or asked for you to call on them, so that you really are not only a game changer, but you're a life changer. You're a business changer. You're a person who can change their circumstance for the better.
Well, Rob, you use a ton of examples and lots of stories, which for me really makes it a very easy and engaging read. And I got to just tell you, between the two of us, I felt the book actually got better the further you get into it. But maybe that's just me. But you do use a lot of stories.
Yes, the book is full of stories. I think just about every page is a new story or a new idea, certainly a new approach that will make people game changers in their chosen field and in all of their relationships. So I use stories, obviously, from my personal life and my business life, from great stories that I've observed, not that I've heard about, but that I've observed in my work with clients, in sports, in nonprofit organizations, in corporate America. Those who are starting businesses, those who are in well-established enterprises with multinational organizations, and even those students that I have taught in university. And I also talk about stories that they have brought to me and individuals that have been game changers that I've observed. And it starts from the very first story I tell in chapter one is about a woman that I met who was a client who came up to me and made a statement to me after one of my training sessions with her staff that literally changed the way I looked at what I do for a living. All positive, by the way. And I talk about professional athletes that I've observed working with their organizations, with business leaders, with rank and file salespeople. So you're right. There's a lot of stories incorporated throughout the book. I am sure the readers will find it very interesting and hopefully very engaging page to page. Well, speaking of stories, the one that you tell at the very beginning in the introduction of the book, that one really catapulted your business, GameFace. So tell us a little bit about that. Well, I won't go into the details here, but what really changed for me in my career is something that happened about 30 years ago when I was a young salesperson, very well-intentioned, but very much lacking in any kind of technique or approach. And I had one particular incident one night at my place of business that completely changed the way I looked at my profession and looked at how I'm going about it. And from that night forward, I have become a different person, a different business executive, hopefully a different salesperson, a different boss, a different spouse, a different neighbor. And so I share that with the reader. And then we talk about how that same principle that I learned can be incorporated into their work and into their life. You know, Rob, I got to tell you, I've read a lot of books about sales and service theory, but your book is so much more practical. It's got all kinds of ideas that I can use today to help me be a more successful service provider and certainly a more successful salesperson in helping me not only build just the short-term transaction, but more importantly, as you say here, how to build those long-term relationships. And the way you weave today's culture into the book too, showing that that sales is life, is sales, as you say, I just love that. But just in a few pages that I'm just looking at here, I noted that you referenced just these few things. You referenced The Office, U2, Drew Brees, Dave Portnoy, Michael Jordan, that was actually your era when you worked in the NBA, and a lot of examples from your interactions with people like Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, Tim Boyle, the CEO and chairman of Columbia Sportswear. You also talk about Lee Bird, who is the chairman and CEO of At Home. And the other thing is those two women that really had a tremendous impact on your sales career early on and the things that they taught you. That was a fascinating story and some great lessons from your celebrity contacts too that reinforce the sales that you do today and how you're effective at teaching sales. So I promise I won't give it away, but the examples you give here from some of your clients over the years, those are just awesome to read about, I got to tell you. And I wish I could show the audience here your table of contents. I encourage you guys to all look at the table of contents, but I just want to read a couple of things that I'm looking at here. Some of the titles. So one chapter, They Gotta Trust You to Love You. Speaking the Same Language is another title. And there's an hilarious story about trying to speak Japanese when you first worked there as a young professional. So that's cool. Oh, here's another one. The deal may be done, but it's not a done deal. And that's a whole chapter about customer service and renewing your clients. Oh, here's one. Resolve agreeably without always agreeing. Now, I got to stop there. What's this chapter about, Rob?
Yeah, you can check out the table of contents when you go on Amazon to look at the book. Right now, it's available as an ebook. And the paperback copy, the hard copy, will be coming out in about a month or so. And we'll make sure that everyone's aware of that. But since you asked about that one particular chapter, the notion about objections is such that we always think we have to overcome them. We think we have to win an argument in order to turn someone around. But we really flip objections on their head in that particular chapter. And what I go into in quite detail is, again, a concept that I discovered when I was facing very tough objections in my first real sales job, which many people know I used to work for the Los Angeles Clippers basketball team when they were really a bad team in the early 90s. And one of the most common objections I heard, of course, was that, well, we're a Lakers fan, so why would I want Clipper tickets? And so I could get defensive at that point, and I could tell them why they're wrong. I could tell them why we're going to be a better team and make all these promises that I can't keep. What I realized is that every time someone gives me what we call an objection, they're really revealing for me something positive about themselves. So if someone says, I'm a Lakers fan, well, first of all, that means they like basketball. So that's a good thing.
They also sound loyal to a particular brand or company. That's also a positive thing. It also suggests they like to hang around winners. How can that be negative? And there are many more examples of positives that I came up with just to that one objection. So what I soon realized is that for me to have an open and honest conversation with this individual so we can actually move forward and resolve whatever obstacle they think impedes our progress, I have to first state the positive that I see in them. So it's, instead of getting defensive, as I say, and getting into a debate about the Lakers versus Clippers, I would say instead, well, you know what? Sounds to me like you like to associate with organizations that are very well respected. And when they'd say, yeah, I do, see, we're already in agreement. So rather than agree with an objection, I'm agreeable to it. And that sets the tone for an honest conversation where we can actually mutually decide to move forward solving the objection. That doesn't work every time, but it works far more often than if I'm trying to debate them and win that argument. So that's just the basis of how we begin to, quote, overcome objections, which is really not objections at all. They're just concerns, because an objection is simply a question that needs an answer. And I also talk about the three ways that you can eliminate even hearing objections. That doesn't mean that you close your ears or you go live in a bubble, but we typically bring up objections. We cause them, I should say, because of things that we're doing as salespeople. There are three specific things that we can do to eliminate those, and we get into that in some detail in a particular chapter of the book.
Well, that sounds awesome, Rob. Now, Rob, you've got to tell Rob's audience about something that's very unusual about your book, probably something they haven't seen, the one-on-one sessions that you include, those video sessions. Tell them about that.
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked about that, because the one-on-one videos, they in themselves are a game changer. Now, I don't know if anyone's ever seen this before. I never have. But in my book, I decided to do something very different. First of all, you have to understand it's my nature as a trainer, as a mentor, as a coach, as a consultant. I like to be with my clients along the way, right? Troubleshooting and perhaps tweaking as we go. Being an author, when you just hand them a book, it's kind of like, okay, I'm done with it. Good luck with that. And that just was against my nature, as I say. So what I decided to do here in this book is at the end of every chapter, and there's 14 chapters, is I decided to include a little video. So the reader can just scan a QR code or go to the URL that's listed there, and it will take them to a page where they can watch a video of me recapping that chapter, the content that we just covered, as well as adding some new color and some new content to that chapter. And then I end that short video with a challenge. Now that challenge is to the recruit who's reading it, or to the blue chip, or to the veteran, or to the sales leader. And in each case, I give them an individual challenge on what they can do to apply the principles and the practices found in that chapter so as to improve their relationships, their communication, their sales, their business. And as I say, this is a game changer, because now I get to stay with my reader along the way. We get to improve together. So I call these the one-on-one sessions. And the other thing that we're introducing in the book is the Sales Game Changer Masterclass. I've been wanting to do this for some time now. So what a reader can do, if they want to go deeper into the content, if they want to have additional content beyond what we've included in these nearly 300 pages, if they want to also be able to work with me one-on-one or work with my network of game-changing executives and learn from my network as well, they just need to enroll in my masterclass and we will be able to go into that deeper dive. And the other thing that we'll do is we'll address their individual concerns or problems, obstacles that are facing them in their career or perhaps in their sales environment when they're trying to go after a particular prospect that's hard to reach or a longtime client that looks like they're not going to renew business with them. So we'll work with individual case studies in the masterclass. And that'll be something we're going to be launching here in the first quarter of 2021.
Well, I know to be able to have a chance to work personally with you, because you've worked with so many executives over the last 30 years, that would be a game changer for me, I can tell you that. In fact, I've got something I want to do with you, Rob, if that's okay, something a little different. Do you mind if we do one of those role plays from the book that you wrote? Would that be okay?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Great. So I've never been much of a salesperson, so
this will be kind of fun to role play with the pro. So I'm looking at chapter 12, which is called Connecting Through Referrals. So you write here about how one sale should never be one sale. And you give an example of a salesperson who incorrectly asks for a referral. So if you can play the buyer and I'll play the salesperson, and let me read from the book and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, here it is. So here's what it says. Let's listen in at the tail end of a successful customer acquisition. Buyer Bob is pleased with his purchase, but doing his best Dan can't get his manager's exhortation out of his head, which is ask for a referral.
Thanks, Dan. It's going to be great doing business with you.
For sure, Bob. Thanks.
And I'll make sure that first payment goes out right away.
Great.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you
later. Bob, before I let you go, do you mind if I ask you one last question?
Sure, shoot.
Do you know anyone who might be interested in buying some MacGuffins?
Oh, well, no, I can't say I do, Dan.
Oh, okay. Well, could I ask maybe you to think about it for a few days and I'll give you a call next week sometime?
Sure, I guess I can do that. That'd be fine.
Super. That's great, Bob.
Okay, well then I'll...
If you need to, you might check your contacts list. That's a good place to look. Just kind of thumb through it, see if anybody comes to mind.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could ask around the office, you know, see if any of your colleagues know of anyone.
Well, I know my colleagues pretty well.
And your wife.
Excuse me?
You know your wife pretty well and where she works. Maybe she knows somebody.
My wife's pretty...
Or you said you play racquetball and you go to Rotary Club. Now, there are a lot of people there who could use a MacGuffin. I've got plenty of brochures here, so I'd be happy to send anyone a brochure if you'd like me to.
Good to know, Dan.
And when you're talking to people, if anyone you know has any questions, just give them my name and email. Heck, you've got my phone number still, right?
Got it right here.
Yeah, give that to them too. They can just reach out to me directly. Of course, be sure that you tell them to tell me that you told them about me so I know who told them.
Look, Dan, I'm kind of late for a meeting now.
Oh, yeah, my bad. So if I don't hear from you, I'll call you next week sometime, unless you want to call me back first.
Click.
Dan sets down his phone, sits there in silence, then does a Tommy Boy, slapping his forehead. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Why didn't I just leave well enough alone? We built some trust, I got the sale, and then I go and blow it by reaching deeper into his pocket for a referral. I'm never doing that again. Dan went from feeling appreciated to feeling like the salesperson people don't love. He knows he may never speak to Bob again. And that's a shame because Dan had the right idea. It's the execution that failed him. He needs skill 6. Well, that's great, Rob. Thanks for doing that for me. That's a fun part of the book. And again, I'd encourage everyone to read that particular chapter about getting referrals.
Yeah, what we'll do in that particular chapter, which, as you say, we call Connecting Through Referrals, is I disclose the 4 rules of getting referrals that I've been incorporating for years now, and as have my clients. And I hate to say anything's a guarantee, but if people will apply these 4 rules consistently, I tell you, they're almost assured a referral with anybody that they are doing business with, even those people that they're not doing business with. And that one referral will rarely just be one referral. It will usually turn into 2 or 3 or more.
That's so cool, Rob. Well, as they say, I got to go put another coin in the meter. Our time is up. So on behalf of Rob Cornelis and Engage Face Execs podcast, I want to thank you, Rob Cornelis, and encourage everybody to go out and get his book, The Sales Game Changer, How to Become the Salesperson People Love. It's on Amazon now. It's an ebook version. It's only $2.99, so you can't go wrong there. And the hardback is coming later on in 2021, just about a month or so away. So be watching for more details on that. Of course, if you'd like more personalized coaching or sales training for you or your organization, for my money, Game Face training is the best in the world. Just reach out to Rob on his website at gamefaceinc.com, and you'll never be sorry that you did.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Bert, and thanks for having me on as your guest. And say hi to Rob for me. I look forward to seeing him when he gets back. And boy, I tell him I really love the Game Face Execs podcast. It's riveting every week. It's one of my highlights. So you can tell him I'm a subscriber, and I listen to it every Friday. Can't wait to hear what he's got for 2021.
You and me both, Rob. So this has been Bert Korn filling in on behalf of the vacationing Rob Cornelis. Thanks for joining us. And I get to say it.
persuade, influence, inspire.
Well, I guess that wasn't so bad after all. Thanks again, Bert, for guest hosting for me this week. I'll be back next week with another influential and inspiring guest. I hope you'll take a moment to subscribe and rate this podcast. Till then, grab the Sales Game Changer on Amazon and start becoming the salesperson, friend, significant other, boss, or colleague people love.
Thanks for being a part of this episode of Game Face Execs. If you found any of it useful or helpful, please rate or like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I always appreciate you referring us to others as well. I'll see you next week. Until then, persuade, influence, inspire.